fire department responded with an engine and our work truck, and in using airbags and winches on the vehicle, we're able to take the pressure off of the patient who was pinned underneath the vehicle, and we were able to slide the woman out and transported her to the Petersburg Medical Center.
That sounds awful.
It was quite disturbing to come up on an incident like that and find someone who was pinned and couldn't move.
Was she conscious?
Yes, the patient was conscious when we first arrived, and upon investigation, we realized that her forearm was what was pinned underneath the vehicle. And fortunately, the ground in the ditch was rather soft, but she couldn't move out of that position. We were concerned that, you know, she might be laying in water. Hypothermia was of concern, and keeping her warm and dry. But while we manipulated the car, so we were able to help her get out.
Do you have any idea why the car rolled over?
Well, it appears that the driver lost control of the car. That's under investigation by the police department as to why it actually happened. There didn't seem to be any mechanical thing apparent with the vehicle, to us anyway. When the police got there, after the call from the citizen, the car was still running, even though it was up on its side in the ditch. So they turned the engine off, but it looks like it went out of control and went into the ditch about 25 yards away from where it finally landed. It came out of the ditch, had a collision with a fire hydrant that was on the side, and essentially broke it off of its foundation. And then the truck flipped over and landed on the side in the ditch with the driver's door up in the air. And somewhere along the line, the passenger, whom we believe was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle and landed in the ditch, and the truck settled back on top of her.
Okay, can you kind of tell me a little bit more specifically about where on Sandy Beach it was?
It was in the 800 block of Sandy Beach Road, about two-thirds of the way from town down to Sandy Beach Park, maybe about a third of a mile from Sandy Beach Park.
Okay, well, thanks for that information, Dave. Anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. I want to thank all the volunteers for participating. It's always difficult that time of morning and to get the full crew out, and certainly having the public being aware and listening and reporting strange sounds, and could have been devastating for the patient if she'd not been found quickly after the accident. So kudos to residents that pay attention and report problems.